Thank you for holding. Is this Hector?
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Hector. Nice to meet you, too. My name's Sean. I'm the director here. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
So far, no questions. She did a good job at explaining everything in detail.
Okay. So I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available within your area. If you look up kitchen remodeling, you're going to see like up to you cabinets, design and renovations, AB repair and tile. And same thing, if you look up custom cabinets, you know, you're only going to see two guys right there. It's Iswan's Carpentry LLC and then Dreamwood. I don't know if you heard of Dreamwood Custom Millwork and Cabinetry. So we have one listing available that kind of falls within the kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, and carpentry category. And we're actually going down a list, and you fit the parameters perfectly. I mean, it says cabinetry and remodeling in your name. So Google has you on a list of qualified companies. We're basically just looking for one to fill that spot. Once we fill the spot, we're closing out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the major benefit to you is the opening. But Tara told me you were concerned about the cost because you recently signed up for Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What led you to sign up with that service?
The fact that right now, business has been doing well and everything. However, I am trying to find more leads because even though business has been going good, it hasn't been constant. So right now I'm trying to find, just get as many customers as I can in order to make it like a consumer-use business.
Yeah, that's understandable. Well, there's no better way to market and advertise than to be on the first page of Google. Do you know how Angie's List gets their leads?
No.
Google.
I know they do it through the app, Google.
Yeah. If you pull up your smartphone or if you're near a computer and you just type in on Google kitchen remodeling, there's the top guys where we're talking about listing you. But if you scroll down underneath them, 1, 2, 3 spots, the three get, there's like Lone Star and then there's Yelp top 10 and then there's Angie's top 10 best kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And there's Howe's, best 15 kitchen and bathroom remodeling. So 90% of searches don't go past the first page of Google. That's why Angie's puts themselves there. If somebody clicks on that listing, that's the lead that they would be selling to you, right? So they take that information but the thing is they sell the lead to like 3 or 4 people. It doesn't just go to you. And then they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So I'm not saying it's a bad idea that you did that. It's a smart move to get your name out there. As a business owner, you have to get your name in the conversation when people are looking for kitchen and bathroom remodeling. Same thing with the carpentry side of it. So it's a smart move in that regard. But as a long-term solution, it's a lot better to have yourself listed independently on the first page of Google. At least that's what my customers tell me, because people can call you directly as a live call. And you don't have to deal with the lead fees or the leads going to 2 or 3 other guys on the list. It's more of like a direct approach between the client and you. And you know they're qualified. I mean, they have to type in one of your services in order to even get your number and your information to begin with. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's the differences between the two. Home Advisor by Angie's, it's kind of like, hey, if you wanted to sign up with it, they'll take on 20 people in the same area. But you'll notice on Google, you only got 3 top recommended guys there on the first page next to the map when you type in kitchen remodeling. And then obviously there's these Google Guarantee guys. And the future is Google Guarantee. It's going to be a pay-per-lead system on Google soon here where everybody's going to have to go through that. So it'd be a good idea to kind of get your foot in the door and get ahead of the game or ahead of your competitors on this. But typically, as far as the cost is concerned, we do everything month to month. We want the business owner to not feel like they're stuck. We want them to feel like they're coming back because they want to come back, right? We don't want a guy who's feeling like, oh, I have to do this. We want a guy that's like, hey, I want to do this because it helps my business and it helps me get customers every month. So we don't ask for a long-term contract or a commitment from you. Normally, when we run into a new business like yours where we have to build the website and everything for you, we're basically building all your online listings from scratch when it comes to Google. It usually requires us to put you under what's called a Platinum Package Service. It's normally $499 for the Platinum Package, but because of the discounts, for you being new, this is why Tara asked me to jump on the line, I can actually reduce the rate down to just $249. So it's a 50% price reduction for you, Hector, and then I would lock you in at that deal. So if you come on board with us today, you keep that $249 pricing structure for as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change on you.
Yes, sir. And just to double check what you said, so y'all are going to build the website from the company for me, or?
Correct. Yeah, it's a custom website design. So we'll actually buy a domain for you. We'll look for nietoscarpentryandremodel.com. And then we'll buy that domain, and then we'll do graphic design and content with your input, of course, right? We're going to ask you, like, if you have photos of work that you've done in the past, to send those in to us. If you have a logo, send it in. If you don't have a logo, we'll help you develop your logo, and then we'll customize the site to you, and then we also provide hosting for the site. So if you need help with the site, or if you ever want to make a change to the site, you just let us know what you want to do with it, and we'll go in there and make those modifications for you as a part of the service.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, how that's sounding so far. But so the only thing that I have to pay is a month-to-month fee, right? I don't have to give y'all like a cut of the sales or anything like that, right? Correct?
Right. There's no hidden fees or charges. So there's no like lead fees or click fees or call fees or percentage of the sale. It's just a one-time payment of $249 each month.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that idea. So then, say if I were to get it right now, what's the earliest that like everything will be able to get like set up as well, as far as the website and things like that?
Yeah, so we'll start working on everything right away. Like, I'll actually schedule an appointment for you to sit down with our client interview technicians. They're the people that are on the back end that are going to be customizing everything and building the website for you. It's usually about a 30 to 45 minute call. I also have bilingual reps, too, if you want to target some Spanish keywords. I don't know if that's something you want to do. Yeah, we start working on everything right away, Hector. So we would have the client interview today. Google sends out a PIN in the mail. That's the hardest part of all this, is getting you Google verified. It's a process that Google goes through to make sure that you're, you know, a real contractor. We don't want to refer people to the community if they're not credible. So that Google verified badge adds a lot of credibility. It lets them know that Google's made sure all this information is true and correct and you're a real contractor. So the steps of that is like they send a letter in the mail. We do the interview with you either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you. And then they'll ask you to send in any required documents. The good thing is Texas is super lenient, so you're not really going to have to send in too much for us to verify you. It's more so the interview is how we verify that you're a real company and that you give us the number on the back of the letter that comes in the mail. But as far as receiving calls, we have to do that first and know how you want to be customized and also build your site before you're going to be in a position to start receiving calls. But we do also create a Facebook business page and run Facebook ads to kind of get that going really quickly. So that way we could try to get some leads and clients from that while we're waiting for all the Google stuff to finalize. And then once that hits, you'll really feel it. I mean, once you're on the first page of Google, you'll start getting a consistent flow of calls and job opportunities.
Yes, sir. So what would all be part of the information that I have to send you?
So I have to create the account. I'll gather it right now, actually, as I sign you up. And then when we sign you up, they'll send over a form. So it's called a Google verification form. You want to sign off on the outline of the agreement on everything that we're doing for you. And then you fill out the Google verification form. So usually the form is pretty generic. They'll ask for like license, insurance, business registration. But again, Texas is very lenient. You know, I know for roofing contractors in Texas, you don't even have to have a license. And I think it's very similar for some remodeling and carpentry. If you have it, good, it works in your favor, but you're not going to get disqualified or anything from a local listing. The beauty of it is we're partnered with Google. So if we tell Google, hey, you put them on the qualified candidates list, we signed them up for this local listing, they're going to go ahead and run with it and on a month-to-month basis. The only way you could really lose the spot is if you start getting some bad reviews or something, then they'll just say, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route the next month. But there's no documents where you're going to be, like, disqualified. Like, we've already kind of verified that you're qualified for it before we put you on the list to call today. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I know that first name is Hector, last name is Nieto, just like the business name, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm also going to send you a receipt because this is a business expense. So you'll actually be able to write this off and get it back that way at the end of the year. And then I'll also send you the username and password for your own tracking system. We have an app that you could download, and it helps you keep track of all the leads, clicks, calls, everything that we're bringing in so you know what you're making from our services. What's your business email address that I could send all this information to?
I chose the name of the company, so Nieto's Carpentry and Remodeling at Outlook.com.
Carpentry and Remodeling at Outlook.com. Okay, and you are bilingual, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to assign an account manager to you that's bilingual, so that way we can target both your English and Spanish keywords on Google, and then also just make sure that, you know, you guys have clear communication. Nothing gets lost in translation. Let me see here. Central. Okay. And then for that Google verification letter, what's the street address that I could send that to?
2907 Post Oak Drive, Sigelville, Texas.
You said Post Oak Drive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, found it. Okay. 75159?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to send those into this email. I'm going to shoot you a text message here. That's a good way to make sure the texts are coming through. Let me know when you get that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. That's where you send in your logo and pictures of work that you've done. You said you have a logo too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you want to send them there? And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension too. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I know I'm going to assign you a bilingual account manager. But if you want to be able to contact me directly or you have questions, need help sending in pictures, anything like that, even if it's small, just feel free to reach out. We want to make sure everything's working for you, and we're getting you up and running as fast as possible.
All right.
How would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Currently, if you could just go ahead and put me for... let me think real quick. Anywhere from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6. Okay. Is that going to be Monday through Friday?
8 to 6.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then how did you like Saturday and Sunday?
Those can be all day. So, yeah, just okay. 8 to 10.
Okay. So you want to go 8 to 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was thinking, maybe he cuts off 10 in the morning, but okay. So I got 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then I have Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Currently, I'm only doing cash and throw or cash up. I'm not doing card just yet.
Okay. Or cash app. No cards yet. Okay. And if you ever get like a Square reader or a merchant processing, or if you want to have like a PayPal hooked up to your website where they can go on your website and just pay you through there, just let us know. We could always set that up for you as a part of your site or just add it to the listing so that way they know you can accept those forms of payments. Usually we tell the customer that the additional fees are on them. So like if the bank charges you 2% per transaction, we tell them like, hey, if you want the convenience of the card, you know, you're going to have to pay that extra 2% rather than it come out of Hector's pay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I got your account created, hours of operation set. Oh, do you want your address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Hidden. Okay. So your listing's just going to have city, state, and zip on it with your business name, phone number, and then the reviews, obviously, and the link to the website that we create. But I'll hide the street address and we'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up there. We're just going to use that to send your Google verification letter.
Of course, sir. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. And then I have the account created. What do you think is going to be the best time to do the client interview?
Do you think it's possible to do it tomorrow at around 8, maybe 9 in the morning?
9 a.m. Yeah, I could actually schedule between 9 and 10 o'clock Central Time tomorrow morning.
You said at what hour? It was kind of muffled when you said the hour.
Yeah, between 9 and 10. We like to have a full, like, hour window. It doesn't usually take that long, but we like to have that hour just in case you have, like, extra questions or the call goes over.
Yes, sir, that'll be fine.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to schedule that with a bilingual representative. So it's going to say Spanish, local splash, client interview. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, nietoscarpentryandremodeling@outlook.com. And then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before that appointment, just as a heads up reminder. Like I set up an automated text message reminder for you.
All right.
Okay. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
That, if I have a card, however, would it be possible to do it after the interview?
No, because the position gets closed out right away. So I would send them the notification when you pay, and then they also send you like everything in writing that you're going to be soliciting that space, and you get your paperwork. And then they also send out your Google verification letter in the mail right away to kind of close out that spot. That way it goes to you.
All right, but let's just say that I don't manage to pass the, what's it called, the verification because I still don't have my like, business license.
Mm-hmm.
So then I won't get charged if I don't, or am I going to get charged right away after I give it to you?
Yeah, if they can't verify you, we would reimburse you. But that's what I was telling you earlier. We're a premier Google partner. So it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly on your business. So we would be the ones doing your verification.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
I was just making sure. Yeah, because whenever you mentioned, like, the forms that I need to actually get listed, I don't have, like, half of them yet.
Yeah. So that's okay. But later on, you're going to need those. Like I said, Google's going to be making some shifts to where everybody on the first page is going to have to be doing, like, Google Guarantee, especially remodeling contractors. Texas is very lenient, too, on the licensing. But you do still want to have those so that we can advance you into Google Guarantee later on. Right now, this is a local listing. Those are the guys that are right there next to the map, so you won't need that. That would be more for like another service that we can offer you down the line, but we won't offer that until we grow your business. Like, you need to have a certain amount of reviews and everything. Right now, you don't even have a Google profile, so we got to build that, verify that, and start getting customers coming in and reviews before we talk about doing Google Guarantee or another service.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this is like your starting point, getting you up and running.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
just
then,
one more other.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, just one more other thing. I just realized that I rushed out of my house and I don't have my wallet on me. But is it possible for me to just give you like the routing numbers or no?
I could do the numbers that are on the card. I can't do like a account and routing number. You should never give people your account and routing number.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if I can pull them up real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you should never do that. Even me as a consumer, like, that's the only reason I feel safe nowadays is because I know how that works. Like, with your card number, you know, you're really safe on that for the most part. You can dispute those. And then in worst case scenario, if you didn't like something or, you know, your card information got leaked, you could always get a new card. But your actual account and routing number doesn't change, even if you change your card. So you're not supposed to give people your account and routing number. That, you know, you should never do that. Just as a heads up from like person to person, never give your account and routing number out unless it's like, you know, a membership or like something for your phone where you know that, you know, regardless of if your cards change, you're going to keep that forever, you know?
Yes, sir. Thank you for looking up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me go see if I can pull that up.
Get you your domain. Let's see if Nietos. You got a pretty unique last name. I actually had some friends growing up with that last name. You made me think about him. But it's like a guy I haven't seen since like elementary school or middle school, David Nieto. They're out here in California. I haven't heard that from a while.
Yeah, it's
for a while.
Really a name from like my hometown too.
Where are you originally from?
San Luis Potosí.
Ooh.
From like right in the middle of Mexico.
Nice.
I was able to find my virtual card, if that's okay.
Yeah, that should work. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Master.
Okay. And then it should have 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yes, sir. So it's 5328. 3995.
1873. 1873.
8976.
Okay. And expiration date, month and year? 09/29. 09/29. And then 3-digit code on the back. 653. 653. Okay. And then before I authorize the transaction, Hector, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run any kind of payment, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Nietos Carpentry and Remodeling.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Hector Nieto, founder and CEO.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That one's really important. If you're missing calls from customers from time to time, obviously we'll remind you, like through the app. You know, we want to make sure that you're not missing opportunities. And we won't really ride you too hard about that. Like, we understand sometimes guys get too busy and they're just not going to be able to service everybody that calls them. That's fine. But if you're missing calls from our company, like, that's bad, right? Usually when we're contacting you, it's about getting everything up and running, or maybe there's something we need an urgent response on. So try to be really on top of, like, the calls that you get from our company, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then it says, where do I hear? Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, especially because we're building your site, your Google business profile, everything from scratch. So we do recommend you give it at least 60 days, but it is month to month. So you're not, like I said earlier, you're not signing a contract. Your first month's payment is going to be processed today. It is June 5th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I've also included the custom website design for you at no extra cost. Okay. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day, but you're going to keep that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says in the fine print, Hector, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you should be receiving some text messages here. Let me know when these start coming through.
Yes, sir. I got one with some contact information and another email.
Yep. And then it should say, like, Hector, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
All right. Give me a second.
No worries. And your English is perfect, but do you prefer Spanish?
Could you repeat that for me?
I was saying, like, your English is perfect. Like, I've had no problems communicating with you, but do you prefer Spanish?
No, English is fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, your English is perfect. My wife is from El Salvador, man. Like, she's only, she moved here when she was 19. She's 29 now. Her accent is so bad. it's horrible. Like, you've been here since you were a kid, huh?
But I got rid of mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you've been here since you were a kid, though, probably, huh? Like, you went through school and everything here? Yeah. I could always tell the difference because she has a younger brother. Is technically what my brother-in-law, yeah, but he's only 10, and he's like, he doesn't know anything of El Salvador, so he speaks perfectly clear. But her parents are from there, and they've been here for like 20 years, and they're still like no English at all. It's crazy. They just never picked it up.
No, yeah, that's something I don't want to forget, my Spanish.
Yeah, it's just a part of it.
The term.
For my boys, it's like that, too. I try to teach them, like, the culture. I know it's very different, obviously. I grew up in Southern California, so I know it's very different, Mexico and El Salvador. But I try to make sure that they know their culture and not just ignore that side of it. You know, I like them to be able to speak with my wife in Spanish a little bit. All right, let me see here. Okay, I'm not seeing the subscription terms. Did it take you to a username and password page?
Yeah, I just haven't filled it up yet, but I did the whole sign your name here.
Signed
and whatnot.
It. Okay, yeah. So it's going to be saved in your tracking system. Like, we have an app, and you'll if you go to your app store, it's just called Local Splash. It's like our business name. And then you'll see in your text messages, your username is your phone number, and then the password is the profit. So that way you're able to log into that. Now, it's going to look pretty blank in the beginning until we have, like, your Facebook, the Google listing, everything verified, up and running, building your website, you know? But once everything's up and running, you know, that's a good place for you to go in there and keep track of your customers. I know you mentioned in the beginning of the call, you know, your goal is to get consistent work and build up a pipeline of business. That'll gather your pipeline of business. Like, it's going to save all your customers in there.
Oh, okay.
And if you're missing calls, like, it'll save their information so you could go back into that app and call those people back, and that way you're not missing opportunities.
All right, sir. I'm currently downloading the app right now.
Perfect. Yeah, and then you'll see a section, too. It says, like, Hector, to get your business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please check the email we sent for more details. So that email will have the verification form in it. Fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Just skip it. You know, send in what you do have. Like I said, we're going to be the ones processing the verification, but we just want, like, if you do have the documents, it adds extra credibility to the business for people who are searching. If you don't have it, it's not going to stop us from listing you. We just won't be putting, like, a badge up there that says, you know, has this license on your Google business profile. But when you do get it, that's also something that we could always update. So, you know, continue with your plans of further legitimizing the company and getting any kind of business registration, business license.
Sir, I understand.
All right. Well, you have a team of people here that are invested in your success. You know, we want to see you do well, Hector. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid, you know? So I got a team of guys here. Like I said, you're going to have a bilingual representative that's going to follow up with you tomorrow between 9 and 10 Central to do your client interview. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just know that, you know, you got a group of people back here ready to help you. So don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to officially thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 9 a.m. to go into your client interview.
Of course, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.